single, break it down.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello.
Hi.
And welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Well, hello.
A weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere. Well, some places in between.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. And with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Right. How's everybody doing
Sick.
This week?
Feeling lucky.
Feeling lucky? Well, what a coincidence, because our show this week is You Heathen Rebel Bastard.
Bastard!
And now, because there's a little addition in beers, now it's You Wise Old Heathen Rebel Bastard.
Ye Old Wisey yeah. Heathen Rebel Bastard.
And you'll see why in just a moment. For our fermentation conversation this week, we are trying Stone Brewing Company's Lucky Bastard Ale.
I thought it was the Lucky Bassarted.
Bassarted. Yeah. And we go on to our hop topics. And for our tasting flight this week, Toby, what are you trying?
I am trying the Wise ESP from Elysian.
How about you, Chris?
I am trying the Rebel Pale Ale from Grand Lake Brewing.
That's where the Rebel comes in.
See, you guys, you're seeing the theme now? And I am trying a Weyerbacher's Old Heathen Imperial Stout.
Ah, and it all comes together.
Yes.
Yeah, see how we get our show titles?
See how clever we are?
Hey, I've heard that before. So, then of course we go on to our tweet of the
clever,
week, our hilarious tweet of the week, and we get a little backwash, and then last call, but right now we're going to drink some beer. What do you say, guys?
I say drink some beer.
Hell yes.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, since the fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Thank you, Escondido.
All right. Welcome to the fermentation conversation. This week, we are trying Stone Brewing Company's Lucky Bastard Ale.
I feel lucky. Oh, so lucky.
So lucky. This is from Stone Brewing Company out of Escondido, California. And their website is www.stonebrew.com. I think the best way to get to see this Lucky Bastard is to go to the arrogantbastard.com. Address and the Lucky Bastard is right on the front page. This is a one-time release, and this is actually a blend of a few bastards. It's the Arrogant Bastard Ale, along with the Oaked Arrogant Bastard, and also the Double Bastard.
Wow!
So this is the Bastard series. A fusion of the Bastard series, I guess.
A fusion of so yes. many bastards.
Or a cuvée de bastard, as the Stone website says.
Nice.
This is a 22-ounce. This comes in 22-ounce bottles and also on draft. This is a one-time release. At least that's what they're saying. We'll see if this comes out, because they have re-released. crowd favorites before. Yeah, they would self-righteous and whatnot. So
I would be surprised if this remained a one-time release.
You think so?
Demand for this was really high.
Yeah, when I tried to find this, I had a tough time. They said that people were coming down from New Hampshire and everything else trying to get a bottle of this. So it was pretty popular up here, too. The ABV on this beer is 8.5. The ingredients, as always, big secret, undisclosed. Big mystery. It's classified, as far as Stone says, the hops and the malt, as well as the IBUs. Rate Beer rates this a 99 out of 100.
Whoa.
And Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Ahlstrom brothers have not been sent this beer, I guess, yet. Yeah. Let's crack it.
Crack it. Weeble. It's a wobble. My Weeble is wobbling. Oh, it's a lot lighter than I was expecting.
Well, I mean,
it's pretty in line. Bastard.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty in color. Line with the Bastard. It's nice copper color. Not too dark.
You know, I have a confession. I've never had the oaked Arrogant Bastard.
Okay. Go pick up a six pack. Can we pause the show right now? Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, I don't have $15 for a four pack.
So worth it.
That's one of the things that always kept me from trying.
Totally worth it.
Yes, it is that kind of that cloudy, Bastard copper color, a little cloudy, and maybe
leaning towards the brownish copper color.
I got almost no head.
Mm-hmm. I got about a half.
I got about a pinky. It
went away pretty quickly.
Got about a half. On the nose, I'm actually getting some like overly ripe apples.
Yeah.
And some piney hop. It's got that bright citrus. Always the citrusy, piney, hoppiness going on.
But yeah, it's like a fresh fruit sweetness. It's not like a sicky sweet. It's like it smells natural. You know,
you can almost smell like it's oils. You know, like hop oils,
totally,
and whatnot.
And there's some nice caramel malt notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
maybe some brown sugar.
Yeah, I'm getting the caramel.
Oh, that smells good.
Nice and fruity.
Is there vanilla? Are you guys getting any vanilla?
No.
Yeah, I can't tell. It might be there, but I'm kind of sick today.
I'm getting a lot of that pine, like the pine sappy, you know, sappiness.
Okay, that's enough. I need to drink some.
I got to take a sip.
Taking a sip.
Yeah, let's take a sip.
Taking a sip, That's pretty tasty. Very hoppy.
Yep.
Yes, very hoppy, and I'm getting some of that caramel malt in there now in the taste, and I may be getting even a little vanilla in the taste now too, kind of in the middle.
It has a very nice, easy drinking mouthfeel, you know what I mean? It's not, because when I think of Arrogant Bastard, I think of real thick, sweet, really hoppy, chewy type beer, and this seems to be more on the lighter malt and a higher hoppy level. Like the hops are more dominating than the sweet malts.
Yeah. See, it seems to me like it's almost a bit on the creamy side at the end.
It is pretty creamy too.
Once it kind of dies down, like on the tongue, I get kind of a slick kind of creaminess.
It's like a little bit of caramel apple, but it's not real thick, you know what I mean?
Really nice blend. I have to say that. Like, it's not too much of one or the other, at least that I can kind of pick out.
I really like this beer a lot. Like, I think it's just very, got some really fresh tasting.
Yes,
like
it
the
is.
The hops are.
It's a burst of hops, like right away. It kind of fills your mouth with it. And then, like I said, when that kind of the carbonation dies down, you get kind of a creaminess, and you can taste the caramel and a little vanilla. Yep. It's nice.
I think that if you were to compare this to, say, like the Estate Ale from Sierra Nevada, they're very similar in that they have that really fresh, oily hop, citrusy, piney hop that's really there. But then with this, it's different. It's It must be that little bit of vanilla in there and that little bit of brown sugar that's makes it different. Yeah.
It's almost like a buttery, caramely, saying the brown sugar, almost like a butter and brown sugar.
It's the oaked.
It's got a good creaminess.
Portion of it coming through.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just enough of it. That's the thing. I think that's what I like about it.
Right.
You guys pair this with anything?
That's tough. Mm. It's pretty hoppy, so you'd want to go with something fairly pronounced.
I think this could hold up to something spicy.
Yeah, definitely.
This has enough flavor in it and enough sweetness. Mm. Spicy Asian.
I kind of like this as a dessert. I think it'd go well with the dessert. Like I was thinking kind of like a peach cobbler would be interesting.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Just because, you know, get kind of really buttery peaches and taking the sip and getting the bright hop kind of character, pining. I don't know. To me, it's just be interesting to try it.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Sure. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. There's Stone's a lucky bastard. And we are three lucky bastards right now.
All right. Oh.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
All right. Hop Topic. We haven't done this for a while. At least we've been so wrapped up in all this brewmaster stuff.
Yeah,
and no new brewmasters, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But for this week,
in the meantime,
in between time, this hop topic has to do with some little New Year's resolutions. I know it's a little late, but maybe just to remind you that people still get some
still
resolutions
January.
Going on. Yes, that's true. Well, this is 10 New Year's resolutions for beer lovers. And I know reading these, we've tried to do this ourselves, but if you're into craft beer and want to introduce other people to the wonderful world of craft beer, here's a few things you can do. Number 10, introduce someone to craft beer. Hi, George. Yes.
George, I try that all the
beer.
Time.
Craft beer, George.
George.
See how easy that was?
Well, you know what, Mike? Sometimes it's not as easy as you think.
I know. It is tough to try to find the right beer for the right person.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
But you could make
you
or break somebody.
Right. Yes. You could either scare them away or have them fall deeply in love.
I've done that. I've
scared somebody away?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I invited somebody over to the house, and the first beer I gave them was a New Belgium Triple, and that didn't work so well.
Wow.
That's not exactly an intro beer.
Yeah, I gave a Deepa to a Anheuser-Busch Budweiser drinker.
Nice. Number 9, try at least one new beer a month.
I think we can do that.
I think we've filled our quota with that, but yes. To try to get someone else maybe to try a new beer a month would be a good
honestly, good, that's not much to ask.
No, it's
one
not.
One new beer a month?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You could be a diehard whatever beer you're drinking with. I don't care if it's Coors Light or Sam Adams Lager or whatever it is. Try something new. You know, are you going to eat chicken every single night? No. Try
well,
something different
every once in a while.
Well, maybe
if it was fried.
Get you some fried chicken.
Yeah. You fry anything, I'm on board.
Yeah.
I might even
Did
eat
you say
some
you're on the plate?
I'm on board. Not on the plate.
You fry anything, I'm on plate.
Right, yeah, I'll crawl right up on that plate and I dig in. So number 8. Participate in an American Craft Beer Week event, and that is May 16th to the 22nd of this year. And I think basically any kind of participation, whether you're there's lots of volunteer positions.
Seriously,
for these types
just go
of
out
events.
And drink some beer during American Craft Beer Week.
Yes.
That's how you participate.
Just attend.
Go to a bar, go to a brewery.
It will really kind of open your mind to everything that's out there. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, oh, you like all those dark beers, huh? Like, they have no clue what I drink and what I like. They just think, oh, I don't like dark beer, or you like those dark beers. It's like, No. Dark beer is nothing to, you know, to the spectrum of different styles of beer that I like.
Well, hold on. Because in fairness, everything is darker than what they're drinking.
that's true, too. Yeah. So, okay, in that
water
perspective,
is
okay,
almost
yes.
darker than what they're drinking.
That's true.
Well, maybe if you were in TJ.
It's crazy. Anyway.
All right. Number seven.
All right, number seven. Host or attend a beer tasting.
I keep
we even
to
have
do
a
this.
Video to help you. So if you go on this website, which will be up on our website, it'd be www.beercoasterspodcast.com, and click on the Hop Topic section, and it will be up there. We will post that for you. Number six. Oh, speaking of number seven, Toby, you're going to have one of these very pretty soon, right?
Yeah. Yep. The third annual coming up in May. And both you guys are going to be there. So
I'm going to try to sneak out and attend this one this year because I really missed not going last year. So anyway, number six, which I haven't done yet and I really want to do it, is cook with craft beer.
I have done that.
This particular website, which is craftbeer.com, which I probably didn't even mention, that's where the article comes from, is they're adding a bunch of new recipes to craftbeer.com. And you'd be able to submit them and whatnot. But I want to cook with craft beer. There's tons of recipes that I want to do with stouts and beer battered whatnot. And, you know, definitely something that I want to do out of the top 10. That's one thing that I really want to take part in.
That's what we'll be doing at the BBQ this year.
Nice.
Be cooking with beer.
I did
cooking
that last year.
Cooking with beer. Do you remember that cooking with John?
Summer's made his Arrogant Bastard mac and cheese.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
Arrogant Bastard mac and cheese.
Which was the bomb.
Yep.
It was really good.
Number five. Give craft beer or brewery gear as a present.
Brewery gear. That's awesome.
Brewery gear. I like that. Yeah. Number four. Learn more about your favorite beverage. Read a book on beer or brewing. Find tons of resources, and I'm going to tell you where to find a bunch of instead of where this says if you want beer books, go to our website and you can see we have a list of like beer books and stuff. The Beer Coaster Bible and a bunch of others, so check that out. The number three, experience a beer festival, which is kind of part of eight where we send attend.
Well,
they're saying participate in eight. We're saying just go and drink. Well, go to a beer festival because it's a whole hell of a lot of fun.
But
and there's so many
different
beers.
Eight is specific to American Craft Beer Week, and three is just saying go to a beer festival of some sort.
Right.
So
now,
because beer festivals are an experience.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, I guess we could say we kind of started out going to some like the Stone anniversary parties and seeing all the different brewers that came there and really
just,
got to try.
Just
it actually,
imagine,
that's what really kind of opened us up to see a lot of the different breweries starting to branch out and do
you
more
just,
beer
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Imagine walking up and paying your admission, them giving you a little 4-ounce taster glass, and you walking around to a ton of different breweries trying all kinds of different stuff that you don't normally have access to, special releases that they have on tap or whatever. And being in a crowd of hundreds of craft beer drinkers.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Yeah. And you're standing in line with people who like to drink and talk about beer. It's, I don't know, it's a lot of fun.
From 21 up. You know, you have older folks there. You have young people in their 20s. All drinking ages are there. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Number two, plan a side trip to a brewery on your next vacation. This is
I do that all the time.
Great idea for anybody to just get out there and try what other people are brewing. The breweries.
I don't travel much, but when I do, I drink local.
I drink
That's
local.
Right.
That's right. because local's fresh. That's the biggest thing. If on the vacation, and you know, we say this a lot, you know, drink local because local's fresh. It's true. Drink the beer that's available where you go. It's going to be really fresh beer.
Even and different.
If it's not, yeah, new and it's going to be different than what you've been drinking, you know, in the past. And there's nothing like going to a brewery and having fresh beer, something that was brewed there and it's on tap, and it couldn't be fresher than, you know, just getting a pint right there at the brewery.
Yep.
And number one, bring craft beer to a housewarming or a dinner party. Instead of bringing the bottle of wine or the flowers or centerpiece or whatever, bring beer. I've been doing it. I bring beer. I don't have as many people here that are interested in craft beer, but I still try to bring something new and different for them to try. Yeah. You know, there's still a few people that are surprised. They'll say, well, this doesn't taste like beer. And that's because they don't know
what beer tastes like.
All the different flavors that they can get from beer and what real beer tastes like. So anyway, that's the top 10 for the New Year's resolutions for beer lovers. Chris, you had another little hop topic segment you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to run through. I found an interesting article today that I just wanted to talk about briefly. Esquire magazine came out with their most and least exciting beers of 2011. I thought we'd run through. They have six of the most exciting and one of the least exciting beers of 2011. So to start with, their first beer that they roll out is the Stone Old Guardian Belgio or Belgo barley wine. So it's basically, and I think Stone's going to be doing this with several of their beers this year. They're rolling out Belgian-y versions.
They must get a shitload of Belgian yeast somewhere.
Right, yeah.
They get like this.
Yeah.
Odd beers for odd years is what they're calling it.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're basically just taking their Old Guardian barley wine and adding some Belgian yeast to it. Which, you know, I'm a big fan of the Belgian IPAs.
Hold on a sec, real quick. This is amazing. I just got a text from my future brother-in-law, and he says, "Have you ever had Old Guardian by Stone?"
Nice.
Just now.
Like literally just now.
Just now. Yeah, I don't know if you heard it go off a second ago, the clown horn.
That's hilarious. That's awesome. The second one on the list, Captain Lawrence 5 Years Later Ale. It's from Captain Lawrence Brewing. I guess it's their 5 year anniversary this year out of Pleasantville, New York.
So you remember I had one of the Captain Lawrence beers. One of the guys I worked with ended up going to New York and said, you have to try this stuff. And it was one of the ones aged in, I can't remember what barrels. It was like wine barrels or something like I can't remember, like I want to say like Merlot or something, but I can't remember. Burgundy barrels, maybe
wine barrels.
So they're going with whole 5 year theme or a five theme. They're using five malts and five hops and blah blah blah.
So Mike, it was the smoke from the oak wine barrel aged.
Oh, that's right, smoke from the oak.
The next beer on the list is the New Belgium Le Terrier.
Le Terrier.
Right. Which is, I guess, a French term for wine, meaning of the earth. It's a dry hop sour ale that was aged in wood barrels. So that's something.
Wow.
We haven't done a sour show yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
We need to do a sour show. That's a very unique style. In fact, when we do a sour, I don't know that we'll be able to do an FC and because it's hard to drink
Puck a lot
of the sour. Next is another one from Goose Island, Big John.
Big John.
They make some of the Belgian styles like Sophie and the Matilda. Did we all do the Sophie, or was it just me that did that on the show?
No, we all did the Sophie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, nice. Just, you know, gentlemen don't tell.
Yeah, we all did, Sophie. That loose bitch.
And then another really interesting one is a collaboration that Cambridge Brewing, Victory Brewing, and Stone Brewing are doing. It will be the first beer collaboration beer brewed by all female brewers.
Wow.
Ooh, sexy beer.
Which should be interesting. And I'm not even, it doesn't even really say what it's about, but keep an eye open for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We will look for this, and if we can find this, we will do this on the show.
Yeah.
Because we'll have like some kind of woman brewer episode or something.
Because craft beer and craft beer chicks are hot.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
dude, they can brew beer.
Dorks.
Number six on the list it was an interesting one that I didn't really realize that they had been brewing. Trader Joe's Mission Street 2011 Anniversary Ale.
And this was most exciting or least?
Well, this is just in their six.
Oh, okay.
They only most list exciting. One least, and I'll tell you that one in a second. It's Firestone Walker Brewing, right, that makes the beers for Trader Joe's?
See, now I always thought that it was Gordon Biersch that did Trader Joe's beers, but
maybe they mix it up. Maybe it's not the same ones all the time.
Well, this one that's coming out is actually from Firestone Walker. It says that that they sell it under the Mission Street label. Look for that one, the Mission Street 2011 Anniversary Ale. And the last beer on the list and the least exciting beer of 2011.
Sorry,
MGD 64 Lemonade.
Lemonade?
Can't wait to not try it.
I love the last line in this. It says, "We want beer with flavor, not flavored beer."
Exactly.
Wow. Talk about a shitty shandy.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
we'll have to do a vertical tasting with that.
Step aside, Line and Kugels.
Yeah, that's right. Line and Kugels.
Here comes MGD 64 Lemonade. Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna change. We're gonna have to do a vertical tasting on one show with the summer shandy and the
just shandies.
MGD 64.
Yeah. We should do a shandy show.
No thanks.
Summer shandy show.
So that was from Esquire magazine. Check it out on our Hop Topic segment. We'll post it on the website as well.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Elysian is the name of the brewery that I will be trying one of their beers today.
And Elysian is what I'm going to get removed at the doctor's next week.
So I've heard it pronounced Elysian. Some people say Elysian or what? Elysian? I don't know.
Anyway. I always thought it was Elysian.
I thought it was Elysian. Kind of Elysian, yeah. Like, you know, Elysian, like being in, what's it like, the old Roman heaven or something?
Yeah, Elysian is...
I just so want to finish your sentences tonight. It's like, Elysian is something that you...
do not want to have.
Elusive to the goddess Athena, patroness of warriors, weaving, and wisdom. Is what they say. It's the history of this beer for some reason. Oh, that's who's on the bottle. Is the goddess Athena with her? She's got a shield and a spear.
Yeah.
Okay. And lightning behind her and like a Trojan helmet. Okay. So this is the Wise ESB from Elysian. Elysian is out of Seattle, Washington. The style is an extra special bitter, of course. You can find them on the internet, ElysianBrewing.com. With an ABV of 5.9% and an alcohol by weight of 4.9%. 39 IBUs. The ingredients they use, the hops are, it's bittered with Chinook and finished with Cascade and Centennial. The malts are Pale, Munich, Crystal, and Carahel and Belgian Special B. And an interesting note, this beer was named one of Men's Journal's best beers of 2008.
Wow.
Ratebeer gave this a 93 out of 100. 99 to style in the ESB category. Beer Advocate users with a B plus, as well as the Ahlstrom Brothers B plus. Cracking it. Splash there. Glug glug.
I would not want to be the beer that's got to go up against Lucky Bastard right now.
I know, seriously. So it pours out very clear. It's a golden, orangish color. Nice, lots of tiny bubbles. I got almost no head. It's a little thicker than just a film on the nose. It's a nice, clean maltiness. Some honey. A nice hop character, too. It's a little bit of like an earthy hoppiness to it. Yeah, it smells very clean, and I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
A good, like, toasted malt. Like, toasted, grainy malt. A little sweetness in there. Some honey. The hops come through.
Have you ever had Fuller's ESB?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of similarities to this ESB?
Well, from what I can remember, it's been a long time.
You said toasted maltiness, so it kind of reminded me a little bit about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, Mike, you really like ESBs, right? Isn't that one of your favorite kinds?
Well, I do like ESBs. I think I think it's a kind of an underrated style. I think if it's done really well, I think it's a really good drinkable style.
This seems more slightly hoppier than a traditional like British ESB like Fuller's, but there is a very nice sweetness to it, and it's very clean, light, refreshing. It's not overly thick. There is a little bit of a thickness to it on the tongue, but it ends on a dry note and a slightly bitter. There's a little bit of bitterness and there's a little bit of sweetness. It's actually very well balanced. Yeah, it's a nice toasted malt. Sweet toasted malt. A little bit of caramel. That's good. For a food pairing, this might actually go well. Sticking with the British theme, this might go well with some fish and chips. You know, the malt vinegar.
Always a good ESB pairing. Yep.
Yeah. Some really salty chips. But yeah, I say fish and chips. This one, very nice. So that's the.
I want to try this one.
Yeah, that's the Wise ESB from Elysian, out of Seattle, Washington.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
My turn, bitches.
Show is.
So
you best not let us down.
This is Chris in the middle, with the
in the middle, somewhere in the middle,
in between,
comfortably in the middle.
And
that would have been so much cooler if we didn't actually say where you were from. You were just somewhere in the middle of the country. It'd be like this big mystery.
Awesome.
It'd be like, cool if every week I was somewhere different. So
just throw a dart
for this week. I'm coming at you from Grand Lake, Colorado.
Sweet.
This is Lake Brewing out of Grand Lake, Colorado. Their website is www.grandlakebrewing.com. This is the Grand Lake Rebel Pale Ale. It is an English pale ale. ABV of 5%. No information on the IBUs. Ingredients, all they list is the hops that they use. They used an East Kent Golding and Fugle. Or
ooh,
Fuggle.
Very English. Yeah.
Yes, very English.
They say that they're all British imported hops, and the yeast is a British yeast as well. Rate beer rating of 40 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B, and nothing from the Ahlstrom Brothers. Oh. So I tend to be more in line.
Send the bros some beer.
I tend to be more in line with Beer Advocate than Rate Beer. So let's hope that holds up here, because I don't really want to drink a 40 beer right now.
For the most part,
they have a beer called the Plaid Bastard. It's a Scotch ale.
Nice,
nice.
Oh, they're the ones with the Super Chicken. That's right.
Super Chicken. They used to be
Super chicken.
There used to be a sandwich here on the East Coast you could get.
I'm a little worried.
Don't be worried. It's all good.
Well, because I've had this beer for a while.
I thought you were going to say you had a lesion somewhere.
Nice. Little rebel lesion. I've had this beer for a while. I just poured it. And
Ethan rebel lesion.
It's got no head on it whatsoever. And a pale ale should have some head. Yes. Yeah, and the
headless ale.
The nose is a little skunky, fellas.
Uh-oh.
Very musty and not very fresh.
It's got to happen sometimes here on the show. Yeah. Doesn't happen very often.
It's happened to me. It's a few times.
It's hard because I'm not...
The most, I think.
I'm a little sick, so my nostrils aren't functioning properly.
Yeah, but if you're smelling the skunk... Yeah.
So we'll throw your rating out the window.
I am going to take a sip.
There's no denying the skunk. Yeah, you should have a rating of NA.
I am going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Tastes like Heineken.
Yeah, this beer is skunked. Damn it.
Oh, Corona.
Yes. Man, that kind of sucks. So it doesn't look like I'm doing a review this week, fellas, because...
Would you pair it with anything?
A better beer.
I would pair it with anything that will get this taste out of my mouth. And that's nothing against the brewery, and it's nothing against the beer.
Try a fresh Rebel.
Yeah, I will have to go down on a fresh Rebel at some point.
You hear that, Grand Lakes? Send Beer Chris to Chris a fresh beer.
He will be back.
And just to be clear, this is not their fault. It's a beer that I've had for a while that I was hoping I would be able to use on the show and just haven't had a chance to try it. And finally got around to finding a place to fit it in. And yeah, it's just not. It's done. So.
Well, that's too bad.
Too bad for Chris. Yeah. But, you know, it's good for me because now I get to drink sooner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And on that note.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Okay, so for my tasting flight this week, as mentioned in the intro, I am trying Weyerbacher's Old Heathen.
Weyerbacher.
This is from Weyerbacher Brewery out of Easton, Pennsylvania. That's right, Toby.
Heathen,
I am drinking a beer. Out of New England. Not a New England beer this week.
Pennsylvania is not New England?
No, it's not New England.
Oh.
And you West Coast people think the whole East Coast is New England.
You mean Florida ain't New England? What the hell?
Exactly.
By Kentucky.
The website is www.weyerbacher.com.
How about Chicago?
Old
is that
Heathen.
Part of New England?
Yeah.
Is.
No. Everything west of Texas. I mean, east of Texas.
East of Texas. Yeah.
Everything east of
east
Texas.
East of the Mississippi. Let's do that. All right. The Old Heathen is available year-round. It's a year-round offering. They do have an oaked bourbon barrel age version of this. It's called Heresy, and it comes out in February. So keep an eye out for that. I actually have a bottle in my fridge. But obviously, I've had it for a little while. The ABV on this beer is 8%. The ingredients are not listed. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom Brothers rate this an A. Rate Beer rates this 98 out of 100. I'm gonna crack it.
So while you're cracking it, back to the New England discussion.
New English. Nice.
I just want to say...
that's how we speak here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
I just want to say, way to go, Pats.
poor guy on the label there. He's just like some dude that's hiking, and he's considered an old heathen.
Watching the
sunset. And he's like...
like, what? What'd you call me? So it is black. Black as the Ace of Spades.
Dark.
It is a tan head, about
the darkness.
Just under a finger. A creamy looking head. It's really sticking to the sides of the glass here. Good lacing going on. On the nose. Getting some really dark maltiness, some like a roasted chocolate.
It's a chocolate.
I'm getting some sweetness in the aroma. Like some really sweet maltiness in this one.
Were you just drooling, Mike?
It's possible.
I think you were just drooling.
It happens. It's like a reaction. I smell beer and I just start to drool. Yeah.
Let's salivate. Ooh, Imperial Stout.
I gotta take a sip. I can't smell this any longer. I'm getting chocolate and coffee and roasted and yummy goodness.
Well, stop drooling in it and drink
taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
That backwash is coming up.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
This got that powdery kind of cocoa flavor to it. Good kind of coffee flavor on the tongue, too. Some really dark maltiness. I'm actually getting some tobacco in this. Like a tobacco leaf, almost, you know, like a cigar wrapper. There's not much hoppiness going on in this. There's some bitterness, but it's more of like a chocolate bitterness. If I were going to pair this with anything, I'm going to pair it with some kind of smoky pork dish, I think would go really good with this beer. That's it. You get a chance. Check it out. It's the Weyerbacher Old Heathen.
All right.
Yeah. Good job, Mike.
That was awesome.
Rocco Combs says, feels good drinking a cold beer and relaxing on a big-ass couch, watching TV on a big-ass plasma, holding my big-ass pecker.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Backwash this week comes from Tom in LA. He says, I'm just now listening to your Elfin Jubilation episode, and I'm really stoked you reviewed Deschutes Jubile Ale.
Stoked. See, now that he's in LA, he uses stuff like stoked.
Oh, yeah. He's totally like, he's totally SoCal now, bruh.
Rad.
I use stoked still.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you guys are from San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's from California, so.
He's from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. All right, then I guess he could say stoked.
Back to Tom. He says,
he was from Dallas.
No.
Oh.
He says, okay. I bought so much of this back in November because I made it the special ingredient in a dish I invented, which my fiance dubbed Potatoes Out Awesome. It starts with four bratwursts boiled in Deschutes Jubile Ale. I boil them until the ale is reduced down to almost a syrup that braises their skins. Then I really, really thinly slice the ale-braised brats. I crack several garlic cloves and rub down a casserole dish and then mix the brat slices into several layers of very thinly sliced potatoes.
This is like beer porn.
Yeah.
It is, seriously. I'm like drooling right now.
I drown the whole mixture with heavy whipping cream and cracked pepper and sea salt.
Not that I really drool when I look at porn, but yeah, you get the idea. Yeah.
You don't? Oh, well, to each his own.
Cracked pepper and sea salt over it. Then a coup de grace.
Is it coup de grace?
I grate an entire nutmeg over the whole mess. I bake it in the oven, cracking the forming crust with the back of a wooden spoon every 15 minutes to keep it also moist while all the flavors bake together. Then, at the last crust cracking, I grate half a block of Spanish Manchego cheese. Dang! That's cheese made from raw goat milk, then cave-aged for 18 months. That and the nutmeg-infused cream blend perfectly with the spicy maltiness of the Jubal Ale that has brought a whole new life to the ale-soaked bratwurst layered between the structure of dense but flaky potatoes. Holy crap. It was an...
Yeah.
It ale-soaked was an, bratwurst. How about saliva-soaked beards right now? Yeah.
It was an unmitigated hit no matter where I took it over the holidays. Whenever folks would ask how I made it, the first thing I always mentioned was the Deschutes Jubal Ale. All right. That's some good stuff.
Wow.
So want some of that right now?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
So, Tom, don't worry about sending us any beer. Send us some of your Deschutes Jubal Ale.
Potatoes are awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Tom, in L.A. Keep that backwash coming. We appreciate that one. That was like a whole like beer coaster recipe series.
That's awesome. It's going in our book.
Bad idea. Yes, we're gonna.
That's a beer coaster's idea. Book coming out 2020.
2020. All right. What do you say? Last call.
Last call.
Oh, last call. You know what I didn't mention? You know that tweet. I'm just wondering, which hand is he using for the remote? All right, let's go to last call.
All right, everybody, last call.
Anyway.
What segment is this? Mike, what segment?
Pine ratings. I think.
Oh.
Who's up first? Toby? You're up first. Right. What's your pint ratings?
Stone's Lucky Bastard today. Lucky Bastard. I was telling Chris off mic that damn him. He's always finding these great beers. Because he tells me, so excited about this beer. It's really good, blah, blah, blah. I think, okay, well, let me try it out. And let me see what I think about it. And it's awesome, man. This is good. I got to run out and get some more before it's gone, if I can find any.
Good luck with that.
It's very well balanced. I mean, it is on the hoppy side, but on the other hand, I mean, if you like hoppy beers, this is actually an extremely well balanced hoppy beer. It's great. I think it's a lot better than the Arrogant Bastard that I've had before. So I'm gonna go 5. Pints on that bitch!
Damn!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about! That bastard gets 5 pints from me. On to the...
He is one lucky bastard.
On to the Elysian the Wise ESB. This is great, too. I mean, I like ESBs. This is a nice take on the ESB. It's actually a little bit hoppier than a traditional English ESB, but at the same time, it's very drinkable, and I think it's very tasty and pretty well balanced. I think I'm gonna go with 4 pints. It's not incredibly kick-ass, but it's really good, and I would recommend it.
I think 4 pints is still pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend somebody checking this beer out. I mean, if you like hops and you like the traditional British beers of old, ales of old, I don't know, ESBs, good. Elysian, the Wise, 4 pints.
Chris, what you got? Pint ratings.
Well, I got from my pint ratings this week for the Stone Lucky Bastard.
Gee, let me think.
This was a hard one. Okay, not really. It's a total 5-pinter for me. I think this beer is awesome. I had a bottle of it a week or two ago, and yeah, it's awesome. So, yep, 5 pints for me. And as far as my tasting flight this week, yeah, it was broke. So I'm not going to.
Big fat N.A.
A broken. All right, so for my pint ratings this week, the Lucky Bastard, I really don't know what else to add to what Toby and Chris said, except that this is basically the best bastard. Blending the three is the best thing that you could possibly do, and it's a five all the way.
Nice.
Sweet.
This is my
there has
favorite.
To be some sort this of is like my favorite fanfare bastard. Now, Toby. There's got to be some sort bastard. Of like fireworks and
yeah.
shit going on.
All right.
That's what you hear that? That's
a 15
what that
piner.
Right
yeah, a 15 piner.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the I don't know of the amounts as far as how much they blended of each one, but it's perfectly balanced in my opinion. It's just enough of each one.
It's pretty
so,
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, five. Got five all the way.
Great beer.
You know, leave it to Stone to be able to, you know, balance out such a. I mean, the Bastard series they're big beers,
yeah.
and to be able to be as well balanced as they are, considering how big of a beer they are, that's impressive. Yeah. For my Hoyerbacher Old Heathen, I give it 4 pints. I like it. It's a good Imperial Stout. It was a little on the thinner side for an Imperial Stout, but all the flavors were there. I am very interested in trying the Heresy, the Oak the Barrel Aged version, because I really think that would kind of jump it up a half a point, if not another point. So yeah, that's my pint rating for that. And Weyerbacher's come out with some decent stuff. I really enjoyed the Fireside from them. We tried that for what was that? Schwartz, not Schwartz Beers, the Rausch Beers?
Might have been the Rausch Beer Show, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Any individual shout-outs this week? You guys get any websites or anything you want to mention?
Other than ElysianBrewing.com, I wanted to thank Matt at Elysian for getting back to me so quickly on the all the stats on the Wise ESB. So, yeah, thanks to Matt at Elysian.
I did want to throw one thing out there, because, Toby, you sent me that link to the Craft Beer Network. I was checking that out a little bit.
Oh, that's right,
Yeah, we get a chance to check out the... I don't have the URL in front of me here.
I think it's just craftbeernetwork.com. It's like the Facebook for craft beer lovers.
Sure, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. I just joined like late last night, so I haven't got a chance to really do anything with it, but I'm curious to see how something like this progresses if the craft beer community starts to kind of migrate over to you know, communicating in forums like this would be interesting to see what happened. So anyway, putting it out there. You can follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod. And we are on Facebook as well. Become a fan if you like us. Become a fan if you don't like us. Yes.
Just how's that? Fan us.
Just fan us.
Just fan us.
We're hot. So,
it's hot.
For any comments or suggestions, if you have a favorite beer bar, you want to let us know about it, you can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash by calling 339-225-9274, which is actually 339-BACKWASH, BAKWASH. So clever.
Sweet. And you can also leave backwash directly on the website, that website being www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to us in iTunes and also at podcast.com.
Ooh, and if you want your beer coaster swag, your shirts, your steins, and stickers and things, go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the little shop link at the top of the website, and you'll find all kinds of cool swag there. Tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
And don't forget Aces and Ales. Here in Las Vegas, you swing by Aces and Ales, tell them that the Beer Coasters podcast sent you, and they'll give you your first pint free. And coming up January 22nd and 23rd is their Winter Beer Festival. They keep adding all these great beers to the lineup. You get a commemorative Aces and Ales Winter Beer Fest shirt. You can get a satin-etched glass, taster glass, $15 at the door. We'll get you a glass, and I think it's like $4 for all your tastes after that. They've got tons of stuff coming.
That blues stuff still going on all month long.
Yeah. Live bands, live blues music. At the Winterfest, they've got Ballast Point's going to be there, Stone, Firestone Walker, Lagunitas, Moylan's, Dogfish Head, Joseph James, Big Dog, Sierra Nevada, Pyramid. It's going to be awesome. So check it out. 22nd and 23rd. I will be there on the 23rd, Sunday. Fitness! And don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local, because local's fresh.
And don't forget, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
It is very dumb. That's it for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast. Cheers!
Cheers!
You bastards!
You damn heathen bastards!
Wise old heathen rebel bastards! Jizz! Did Sophie that loose bitch?
Yeah, I will have to go down on a fresh rebel at some point.
Salivate. Ooh, Imperial Stout.
Well, stop drooling in it and drink it.